more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and
you
me.
And this is Parker Pathways, January 6, 2007, and as my bumper music says, they're only going to get no better, but it's up to you and me. And that is the truth of the matter, and this is Republic Broadcasting Network, 800-313-9443, Parker Pathways. This is the New Year show, and email is kwati@sbcglobal.net, and I want to clean up a few things from last hour. We had John on from Tennessee. I was mentioning on the American Constitution and how it fixed it, because I'm talking about the rule of law as it's flipped out in these discussions for a presidential candidacy, but there is no background in terms of rule of law, how that means, because this rose-covered garden America is no more. And so all the, as they put it, if you're over 40 or 45, then you don't, you're an older voter. You want all the goodies, corruption, as they say, and all the drugs. And the younger people want to come up and say, we want new blood, we want change. Well, do they understand change? Do they understand the concept of it and where we're going with it? And the point that I'm trying to make is that the provisions of the 14th Amendment of the Constitution all have reference to the state action exclusively and really not to any private individuals. I want to change that with a constitutional amendment. We have the right to vote what goes in our food and our water and medical protocols. Now, the last call, I was reading a Sumerian translation, which has been verified by every English scholar and German scholar and other scholars from Egypt, and the rest of it is unequivocal concerning other forms of genetic creators. You'll find in Genesis chapter 9, chapter 9, verse 21 to 24, and what is going on there, that the seeing the parent of the same sex that was naked was considered a very cruel punishment, and the whole idea of the patches of scaly hide that appeared on Noah's body was really the focus of the interpretation of that. And when we come back from the other end of the break, we will continue the rule of law and other forms of life.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Parker Pathways, and I want to finish up on the rule of law and looking at it in particular ways. To back up the idea of one of the principles that government must not engage in the rights of individuals. On the other side of the coin, individuals don't have rights to sue or to develop ways except through the state. So that's why the international law system and constitutions of many other nations, as I mentioned in the last hour, have what are called negative liberties consistent with the rule of law. This is being challenged at every turn in Supreme Court decisions and the rest of it. We don't have any rights on what goes in our food, water, and medical protocols. The reason I discuss medical protocols, that's real-world testing. That's testing for your through your bloodstream and the rest of it. I remember doing a show at Parker Pathways concerning the consent form that you sign when you go into a hospital. Essentially, you're signing over your body and the electronic medical transfer system of your medical records to go anywhere in the world. And that's been implemented. That came from Agenda 21, the United Nations, and that was implemented 6 years ago. And I also told about the whole concept of being decided as a person that you either live or die as being part of that economy of scale, which I've talked about many times. The whole process is, though, that the attorney generals that have contacted me saying that in their state there isn't any initiative process and the people don't have a right to vote on initiative. It's the legislature that votes on the initiative. That's 20 states out of 50 states in America. The question is that if you have rule of law, then what justifies to permit an infringing individual with rights? Are any rights absolute? That's another other point. Otherwise, this discussion of candidacies in terms of presidential idea of how much they're going to do that and put this forth. They don't have a clue. These people don't have a clue as to what is going, or they have a clue in the procedure manual. Every candidate always has a procedure manual that's handed down for the week as to what the government is doing and what you can and cannot talk about. It's called the Red Book. But it's the all rights are not absolute, and so if you justify a government that has that limits rights, then how is can why have you have the whole point of a crucial right that cannot be legalized? And the whole that's part of the rule of law. So the other principle of is principle five, which has been adopted by a lot of countries and through the United Nations. The government must follow fair procedures in depriving a person of life, liberty, or property. But this concept requires, really, that you have fair procedures. So if you don't have, if any fair procedure is not being implemented as to what your rights are for health, then how can you even mention the concept of the socialized medicine, which has been promoted by a couple candidates running for president? Because they feel they're going to not run it on American law. They're going to run it on the United Nations law. You take 95% of all criminal cases in this country, according to the American Bar Association, are covered by guilty pleas. But the point is this enough to determine the requirement of fair procedure? This is coming up in front of the Supreme Court tomorrow on the lethal injection case, which is going to affect our rights completely on the idea, do we have a right of our body? And I talked about this last year in terms about who owns part of you, what part of your body is owned by which chemical or drug company that has developed the genetic code systems for the customized medicine. Now, this will come up in the Supreme Court's what's called the amicus curiae brief that will be filed tomorrow morning concerning this subject. Now, principle six, the government must treat likes alike and unlikes unlike. This, you know, now this means that in the rose-covered garden of America that everybody who wants to have all the freebies and don't want to fight the ideologies, this is the absolute antithesis to Islamic fascism, and this is what they want. There must be a discriminatory intent for a violation of equal protection, and under this kind of principle. So, equal protection based upon the concept of what we see as America today is not equal protection as to what the Islamic fascists really have in mind. When they they color United States of America green on their map. Green is the color of the Islamic fascists, and they mean it when they say they want to fly the American flag over Washington D.C. and they want to take use the Oval Office as a bathroom. Well, they used the Oval Office as a bathroom when President Clinton left office. Walls smeared with feces and the whole process of the whole thing. That was another story that was suppressed. That was so censored you couldn't believe it. A lot of people know about it, but never made the whole thing. What they didn't tell the public, when you looked at it, it looked like graffiti with the feces on the Capitol, on the Oval Office wall when the Clinton people left. And they took their furniture out the back door and took it up to upper New York State. But the whole thing comes down to the fact, and they shouldn't have done that either. But when you looked at it, you look at the whole process. The only reason I got a hold of that is because I worked in the remote viewing and foreign language concepts and all that. But at first, you didn't recognize what the symbols were until you realized it was in an Arabic language, written with feces on the walls of the Oval Office. So. It was pretty much the violation of equal protection, which is what I'm talking about right now. That is their code. And so principle seven is the government must provide a fair system to resolve a private dispute. And if the focus of a criminal justice system is the key in terms of developing the new America, then there's a shift towards a private alternate dispute resolution concept, which is going on in America, and that means that takes it out of the court system. Who do you think is going to run the administrative courts based upon the concept of being able to develop a constitutional equal protection system? It's going to be the private bureaucrats like the Public Utilities Commission, who have their own administrative judges. Workmen's Compensation, own administrative judges. When those judges make decisions in your little town, under law, you cannot go to court. My decision is done. You've gone to court. You went to them. You went to that administrative concept. This is where the international law will interfere with the concept of the new American that people talk about and the rule of law. And the idea here is the question that needs to be asked is, does the private arbitration as a central method of dispute resolution really satisfy the rule of law? For instance, if doctors insist on arbitration as a condition for treating the patients that they have, and employers are relying on the arbitration for resolving disputes with employees, this means that the person and individually does not have the rule of law. Just think about that. That's the point of the socialized medicine concepts that are being promoted. And I heard a candidate say, well, I want to take money away from the oil companies and their profits and put it toward alternate energies and systems and the rest of it. That's a socialized system of lack of equal protection and conception of the equal protection on discrimination of profit systems, which is part of the socialist agenda and has been for many years in other countries. This is why France elected a new person on the whole thing, because most of the people there couldn't get any kind of education or working system, and the younger people that everybody talks about went to the streets. So the whole thing comes down to the fact that the whole focus, for instance, for the new laws that are being promoted by the international courts in the Supreme Court decisions that are being handed down right now have these concepts of the administrative justice system as part of the new rule of law. This is something for you to really think about on the New America. If you think for 1 minute that you don't have an example of how far down in the sump you've lost the freedom, take a look at the mortgage crisis. You just think that's part of a credit system. No, it's not. It's part of the implementation of the arbitrary systems that were placed on the arbitration clauses in the new mortgage clauses, was saying, well, you don't need the money now, but you're going to need it later. But if you have a dispute, you have to go through this other system. If you look at the wording word for word, that is from the socialist, called the Socialist Treaty of Germany, which comes right out of their constitution, which is totally socialistic. So you take the principle 8 on the rule of law, the independent judiciary is essential to the rule of law. Well, as far as I'm concerned, that's absolutely essential. But there are sections in the concept of the international laws which are being promoted into America as a process is the how do you determine judicial independence? And that's what Parker Pathway shows are all about, is the fact of determining the balance between law, medicine, and the concept of the implementation of this system as to what is judicial independence, to be able to make the decision on the amounts of where your rights end. We'll come back at the other end of the break and pursue this concept again.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, January 6, 2007, and a Republic Broadcasting Network, 800-313-9443. I'm going to intercede with a couple comments on formation of life, and then I'm going to go back into this very important issue on the rule of law and how it was implemented, coming in from 1977 on the International Paper Company contamination of water and food with an herbicide which was called at that time 2,4,5-T, which is I'll get into, and how corporations lobbied in 1977 for the change of the Constitution to protect the environmental toxic contamination of polluted water from the Northwest, and how the research for DNA structures were coming along at that time and showing that they were mutagenic and cytogenic, which means mutagenic, changing the actual construction of the DNA system. And you can't just blow this by. What's at stake? What's at stake for the New America is the concept of more than globalism. if I were to tell you the truth beyond globalism, of course you have to read it in my writings, but you may not be ready for it, and you might be ready for it in a few more shows, because I've been building up on this for the past year. If you go back in the archives, there are literally hundreds of statements and sentences that are explosive, exposing the concept of damage to us personally, done intentionally. I want to very quickly make a point about the formation of life that has other aspects to it. There was a caller that called in the last hour asking how there's different kinds of life among us, type of thing. And I want to go back carefully to this to present to you that there's always been the concept that that life on the planet cannot arise without the presence of liquid water. And water has always been the challenge for the change of the human condition, with Paul Ehrlich's book, Population Zero, and under population control, the advent of this was in 1956, on the control of population, the eugenics movement. And but behind the scenes, there's been a lot of astrobiologists that that have tested and speculated in terms of other liquids that can serve really as solvents for biochemical reactions. And there are two of these that are known now. One is ethane and one is methane. And they exist in very cold places in the universe, and particularly on the surface of Titan, which is Saturn's largest moon. A lot of the duplications of these comets that have hit the Earth have the following characteristics. But first of all, the definition of life I have outlined from all of the thousands and thousands of peer review work. This is what I call the medical protocols, by the way. Most life has to draw nutrient from an environment, and they have to convert the nutrient into an energy, and then life has to figure out how to excrete the waste product, and then life has to figure out how to reproduce. So when the first concept of there was in the old days of the Tree of Life in the Kabbalah, there's a whole concept of symbols which are based upon other planetary systems, and I know that astrobiologists use that Tree of Life. That's a 4,000-year-old Tree of Life concept. It's embedded in all of the Sumerian and Jewish religions in terms of the discovery of things. And the tree of life for the Earth, they all have similar biochemistry, and they're going to encode their genetic information in the DNA molecule that duplicates. So we have our 24 pairs of chromosomes for the humans. But life also includes bacteria. It includes fungus and plants. These are called eukaryocytes for the Earth. When we come back from the break, I'm going to take the fungi and the plants and the bacteria and expand them to other life that is among us. See you at the other end of the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and we're on the concept of life itself in terms of how it implements into substances on the earth which are augmented by what are called exotic amino acids. And there are 20 amino acids that construct proteins on the earth, but you can have many others. The microbes and fungi and plants can incorporate unusual amino acids and on the earth from other universes. One is isovaline, and the other is pseudoleucine. And these are found in meteorites, and they're also found in some genetic strips off of mammals that lived half a million years ago and a year and 1.5 million years ago. And then they're tied into other forms of processes of hominoid development. There's also on other planets, the isovaline and the pseudoleucine can form three other amino acids we don't have on the Earth to create life. You have arsenic life, which is poisonous to us as humans, but it actually mimics the chemistry of phosphorus. So there would be organisms for arsenic-based organisms that can produce the phosphorus can develop, and they could fill the biochemical role that phosphorus plays for life forms as we know them today. And that's going on right now. That's not a hypothesis, and I could do a whole show on just arsenic life alone. The last point I'd talk about, because I don't have time to cover everything else, is called that it's there are different life forms on Earth that are from our outer space, from silicon. And silicon is like carbon, and it has a valence number of 4, and that means the atom's outermost shell contains 4 electrons. And these silicon atoms can be arranged in rings and long chains, and they can form really the structure of biological molecules. This was one of the basis of the Buckyball, which Professor Buckminster Fuller proposed and put together, which is now the basis of our nanotechnology for saving life, which has been interfered with other genes from other parts of the world. And this brings us back to the concept of contamination, which started on gene structure changes, which were presented as lobby situations in 1977. The person who had more of a change of where we are today was a person by the name of Cleve Gorning. And he represented the corporations in coming into the 1970s as a lobbyist in Congress, which placed us where we are today in terms of the change of the constitutional amendment to protect corporations. He called activists at that time chemical MacArthurists, and he said this is his testimony to Congress in 1977 was based upon the idea that the outright lies of chemicals are being used as a means of achieving environmental goals. The attack is not scientific, it's purely emotional, and the public does not understand. We unfortunately aren't successfully communicating well enough in our advertisement. And what they were talking about, of course, was the 2,4-5 trihalomethanes, which are the very forces that are formed in our drinking water today. And what four-star law, in terms of changing and the taking of all of the peer review studies being done on humans in this country at the time, were really based upon what was happening around us, and we didn't pay attention to it because the changes in the laws and the concepts were developing. For instance, in January 1981, was the declaration that acid rain had intensified and spread over the Northeast. With that, that was, and they closed down all kinds of information to the public concerning acid rain, and that was in 1981. And the caller's always talking about contrails. Contrails are baby destructions compared to what's still continuing with acid rain. And on June 1979, there was an incident on the Yucatan Peninsula, and there was an exploratory well that was being dug in Yucatan, and it released about 45,000 barrels of oil a day, and it created a 400-mile slick on the ocean and polluted most of Texas beaches and the Gulf of Mexico. Congress, in June 1979, put together bills saying to protect Mexico from any damage, and it's stuck to this day, and it's part of the basic treaty of which is, they don't call it treaty, but it's called the, you know, the SPP, the Security, Prosperity, and Partnership Agreement. And it's based upon the Yucatan agreement in June 1979. It was the largest oil disaster, even bigger than what happened in the Alaska oil spill. And then, of course, there's the accident of Three Mile Island. That occurred in March 1979, and then there were laws passed under the guise of the rule of law to protect nuclear reactors and not have any of them built in this country. And China is building a close to 20 nuclear reactors a year, and it's even faster than that. France has gone just about completely nuclear. But because of the rule of law concept on the Three Mile Island, it favored the corporate system of having this other way of being dependent on oil and for Americans. And, of course, $100 a barrel of oil that we see this week is child's play. Child's play compared to what is projected for the next year. It's a different America, and you have to look back in April 1977 when the North Sea oil rig had a 180-foot-high fountain of oil, and it caused a change in the geology of the sea. That came under the law of the Sea Treaty not any more than 5 weeks ago under United Nations control, specifically mentioning the April 1977 North Sea oil rig, and so that they could have control over controlling any liabilities, if any, as a result of oil contamination of the ocean. And in 1970 and to 1974, the Allied Chemical Corporation used capone, and the capone is it was put in the James River of Virginia, and it has shut down all fishing industry in 1974, and it was fined a maximum allowed by law of $13 million, and in 1974 that was a lot of money. Even today it's a lot of money, but in those days, that was a lot of money. Okay, so you have that under the rule of law that they would no longer be liable for anything else afterward. So they placed out at the same time in 1969 when they were experimenting with humans in Iowa on chloramine, in the, which we have in our present drinking water. In 1969, there was an insecticide called endosulfan, which was also being tested, but it was used in West Germany as an insecticide. And it killed literally thousands of people, and it was kept under wraps under the beginning Agenda 21 of the United Nations, which was already in our American law at that time, which was placed in there because of Allied Chemical Corporation. So there is a whole focus of sinister things that are real. We can talk and go against corporation, but the point is that we don't have the ideology or the arm that we should have, which is why I put in the grand jury of science and technology concept of having a way for the grand jury to be able, made up of citizens, to be able to review decisions that are made by bureaucrats. This brings me to a research that I have brought out before, but I'm going to review this again, that has to do with the effects of fluoride and disinfectant agent combinations on lead leaching from leaded brass parts. The researcher that did this work is no longer with us on Earth, a very young man that got killed suspiciously for this work. This was done in North Carolina. And the other researchers were Patch and Christian and Copeland. But this concerns these waterborne lead combinations of chlorine, chloramines, and fluoroacetic acid. And you add fluoride to the water, which is what's going on, and the chloride is known, it corrodes the brass. but you release lead from the plumbing devices, and these are in different ratios with the ammonia from the chloramine. And the whole process is that when people talk about these things, everybody talks about the children, the lead in the pipes in schools, and the whole thing, and everybody goes, ah, yes, the children. Well, I agree with that, that children should be protected, and I look upon the New America as the way it goes. What about the adults? What about the people that have to do the procreating? When you have 20% of your sperm of males in this group that Hillary Clinton said she didn't reach, and the other people did, and the young people cheering for Obama and the rest of it, with no concept of the fact that the Islamofascist reading of the rule of law as it has is that there is no civil liability for the concept of your health. And that is preached. In fact, the church of which Obama belongs, people can go on their own and find out what that church preaches. I'm not saying I'm for or against Obama and that disclaimer baloney you've got to go through. But the thing comes down to the fact we have a phase one study that clearly showed, and the Washington, D.C. area particularly, when they're talking about this, and I exposed this. This was 4 years ago when I exposed this. And in terms of the contaminants that were causing the high abortion rate in Washington, D.C., of which Congress is the city council, they still hand out bottled water there, and they still try to run with all of the poor children. The problem here is that, there is not an arm for the United States of America to control what a congressman can do or what your mayors can do under the idea of spreading the risk by selling the water districts to foreign governments. You take the town of Felton, California. They got flooded not any more than 50 hours ago. And the whole thing is that the German government does not have any liability for cleaning out the sewage or the concept of the drains. They own their water district. You take Findlay, Nevada, on the levee break. They say, well, it's a bunch of gophers and muskrats that went in there and put holes in the levee and it broke and so forth. Now the Dutch government and the Spanish government own the levee. They have no liability. They said, you know, stick it up yours. So the thing comes down to the fact, if you want to get down to the nitty-gritty and put this show in coffee shops, Parker Pathways and coffee shops and anything, I'm going to tell you how you start it. I want the National Amendment for the Constitution of the United States to be amended. We have a right to vote what goes on our food, water, and medical protocols, and I want the grand jury system of being able to review and vote on what the fact is, to put it for criminal liability, to implement the rule of law in the terms of being able to a decision that affects millions and millions of people. And the fact is, the neurotoxicity of the human brain is affected by these elements. It's been studied. It's been worked with animals. It went out the door in 1989. The EPA and the FDA knew about it, even though it caused cancer and leukemia in rats and osteosarcoma, which is the fatty tumor of the bone in females, and bladder cancer of males, but even more cancers in males because this is gender-related. At the same time, you have, like, the San Francisco Public Utility Commission is really proposing and putting out there that they don't care what the public thinks, that they're going to have recycled sewage water as part of their implementation system and the guise of supplementing water because of water use for real estate development. And most people that have golf courses that are in America don't want to hear any of this because their golf course gets greened out with recycled water, even though they have to wash their shoes and golf balls. And the whole thing comes out of they don't care. And I've talked to some of these people, and they don't care. They don't care for the fact that there'd be blended water down the road, which I'm going into the National Amendment to be able to do this. And I plan to use the rule of law right straightforward, right in their face. This includes the money, supported people at these closed communities. I appreciate what you did for America after the Second World War. I appreciate what you've done, but I consider you absolutely close to a legal definition of which I can't give you, but it's anti-American is the best I can say. You talk about grandchildren. You talk about people that are supposed to be voting for the young vote. There are write-offs. There's no way that those folks are going to come out with a genetic pool that's going to be able to survive with the contamination of the gene pool that's already implemented by environmental problems, personal problems, genetics and heredity, and then plus what else we're facing on what the real story is, the real story, which I'm going to be writing about, the whole concept of the real story of the concept of the sinister concept of having the economy of scale work on population control. We're going to get down to the last 5 minutes of our Parker Pavley show for today, and I'll be at the other end of the break, and I'll look forward to seeing you there.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you are interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
This is Parker Pathways and Dr. Wynn Parker, January 6, 2007. And I wanted to mention, in connection with the concept of genetics and life from other forms and the rest of it, there's a study of human evolution that is out of Harvard University, primatologist Richard Wrangham. And he's saying that the discovery of cooking allowed humans to evolve And the reason he's being criticized for that theory is because no one's figured out when ancestors could control fire. Even though this has been totally shown, particularly in chimpanzees and the rest of it, 1.6 million to 1.9 million years ago, when it's postulated that human ancestors appeared, and these larger brains developed and the rest of it, and they had smaller teeth, and they developed the idea of when cooking came in, there were different changes in the gene structure that came in. The whole process of this is that the genetic responses found in humans today are changing. And this is one of the focus of why I keep talking about the immune system of the human being altered as we progress through the various forms. Not a simple matter of contamination or lifestyle. It has to do with a bigger issue, even beyond that, in terms that we have to have a way to change the development of how the politics and the concept of what we're really dealing with as part of how weak our systems really are in our genetic code. Otherwise, politics is overrunning for only the selected few that will come out of this. This is the way people are thinking. So, speaking of food, you have to have good meat to be able to have it work. And there's a little company that is not one of my sponsors, but it's called the Pape Meat Company. It's in Northern California. You can look it up. They're going into their 50-year celebration, and they have a philosophy of having the best meat that you could have in the concept of this. But what's going to happen with the organic movement, and what's going to happen with the concept of how we turn what truly is organic? Nancy Pelosi, House Representative Chair, is making a point that that's a $15 billion business, and she wants to protect it for another reason, which is to make it controlled. So this subject that we're discussing here can be implemented into the rest of the environmental systems, which puts us back to square A, which really won't really make it totally organic before it's over with. Well, people buy bottled water that's contaminated, and that's $11 billion business. And the concept of the stock market, which I talked about last show on the water companies, is a $485 billion global business. So the whole process of how we stay alive is also governed by real-world systems of how your longevity is figured. It's called a length of stay, and that's the whole point of health care. It was based upon, and still is, on the length of stay. That's how the costs are implemented. If you don't have the medical protocols or the tests that I keep talking about that have to be invented to be able to work this out and have any control over them, then your length of stay as it is now is shortened because they make more money on you. You come back on the other Parker Pathways next week, and we'll cover this more, and I appreciate the total support of producer and RBN and the people that help put this show together. God bless America, and we'll see you on the next Parker Pathway show. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.